This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we're going to begin with the breaking news. After passing the House of Representatives by a vote of 227 to 203, the Republican tax bill now heads to the U.S. Senate and could be on President Trump's resolute desk by tomorrow, the first major legislative success for the Republican Party this year. The legislation proposes sweeping changes to the nation's tax code, significant cuts to the corporate tax rate, and if it passes the Senate as well, according to one analysis, this will be the most deeply unpopular piece of legislation to do so in 30 years. House Republicans this afternoon celebrated the hard-fought victory. Two big questions loom, of course. Will this bill indeed spur economic growth? And second, will, as House Speaker Paul Ryan predicted, will voters change their minds about this legislation once it begins to take effect? A new CNN poll finds that 55% of the American people oppose the tax overhaul, with only 33% supporting it. And 66% of those polled say the bill will benefit the wealthy more than the middle class. That is a view supported by two nonpartisan government analyses of the legislation.
So help me understand here. What happens when the sky doesn't fall? You know, to all these doomsayers, do they live another day and get to opine once again because they got it right? I mean, this is amazing that they come out with such dire reports, particularly from the Democratic Party, which I'm really disappointed in, as I mentioned earlier. I mean, this should have been bipartisan all along. But, of course, the Democrats are saying, well, they weren't allowed to come in and play in the reindeer games. Well, you know, that's just not the way it works.
They weren't allowed to come in, but they were asked to, and they chose not to.
Yeah, well, they weren't, you know, the thing is, it's kind of like trying to negotiate with the Palestinians, right? Sure, I'll come in and negotiate with you, but I want 100% of what's on my agenda. Wait a minute. You didn't get elected. I mean, you know, last time I checked, as your former leader, your party said, you know, elections have consequences. The people, you know, sent Donald Trump and sent everybody else in elective office a resounding signal, and that is they wanted to get their government squared away. And this is just one aspect of that, is getting the tax, you know, our whole tax system squared away.
Yeah, and I mean, God, a lot of people must have died last night, right? Because that's all I heard. If it gets passed, people will die.
Yeah, I know. Well, you see, this is the stuff that needs to be, you know, there's got to be a way to cancel these people out. But, unfortunately, when you have the mainstream media so much in the tank with these naysayers and this insanity, I mean, this is why they're losing credibility and Donald Trump's calling them out for fake news. Because it's not news. They're opining. And well, there's, you know, it's like, what's the purpose of an editorial page anymore if you're going to opine on the front page, page two, page three, all the way through?
Well, saying people are going to die, how does that even make sense in this? This is a tax cut. This is saying that we're going to let people keep more of their money. Yeah. Let the American people keep more of their money. That's what this is. That's what this does. Or an American company keep more of their money.
Right.
By bringing our tax rate down to a place that competes with other countries around the world.
Sure.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Don't you think?
How is doing that saying that it's going to be, like, people are going to die? That doesn't make like, those connections don't make any sense.
Yeah, but what it makes sense though, if your purview, if your worldview is that the people are too stupid to handle their own money and make their decisions, and they need big government to control them, which is the Democrats' viewpoint.
Isn't that how they passed Obamacare?
Exactly how they passed Obamacare. Because the people are too stupid, and they needed somebody there in central control, central command, to make their medical decisions. And so it's everything that has to do with the government. You know, thank God in their worldview that big government exists, or, you know, we the people would all die And because of what they're doing, you know, they're saving some of us minions, you know, because of their resistance. The conversation continues. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody
Congresswoman Kristi Noem is a Republican representing the state of South Dakota, and she joins us now. Congresswoman, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely, Tucker.
Is this
Thank
the tax bill you wanted?
You know, it is a very good bill. It's a compromise between the House and the Senate bills. I was on the conference committee that negotiated the differences, and so this is one that is going to benefit the American people. It prioritizes families and this country again.
Telling people their taxes are going down is good news.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's
Absolutely.
For that. Why hasn't it broken 50% in popularity?
You know, I think that a lot of what the Democrats are saying out there is just lacking the facts. And they're spinning a lot of shameful claims about this bill that we just as Republicans need to get there and tell the truth. You know, in my state of South Dakota, the average household income is $54,000 per calendar year. For our families that are in that situation, they're paying over $800 in taxes now. They're going to get a tax reimbursement now of $730. So that's almost a $1,600 difference for those families. And when you're making $54,000 a year, that's life-changing.
That seems a pretty simple message. Why has it been so hard to sell that? I don't understand.
You know, I don't know. I think that we have been, as a member of Ways and Means Committee, I've been in the room working on the policy, making sure that it works very well. And the politics of divide and scaring people has been effective in this country, and it's time that we start offering them real change that makes a difference in their pocket.
So the average family in your state gets $1,600 extra bucks
a But that's
year.
Not even counting the growth in our economy that will result
right,
in increased
assumed,
wages
right.
as well.
So, but I mean, that's kind of hard to project. I think
it's hard to project, but it also...
But 14% corporate tax cut. People look at this and say, well, gee, you know, Dow is at record mm-hmm. highs. Do companies which are posting record profits right. really need this tax cut?
Oh, absolutely, because the reason that they're posting record profits is because of the expectation that this tax reform would happen. If you look at what happened under the Obama administration, our growth stagnated. We did not see the stock market doing well. I think the status quo we've proven is unacceptable, and that's why this tax package is necessary. We not only need to cut rates for individuals, but get companies coming back to this country, get them hiring folks, putting them into higher paying jobs. That's what's really going to turn it around.
You know, it's a rather holistic perspective here on tax reform, what Kristi Noem was spelling out, and the questions that Tucker Carlson were asking. I mean, pretty much straightforward. I mean, first of all, you know, why is it that America has so much misunderstanding about tax reform? Well, first of all, the Democrats have, you know, misrepresented the bill altogether because that's what it is. It's fear, divide, conquer. And let's not talk about uniting and look at, you know, some positive benefit. Here's something that hasn't been done in 30 years. And going back, as you recall, with for those of us that were around, when Ronald Reagan had proposed it, I think, you know, only about 17%, 18% of the people appreciated it. So a lot, not much different back then. And look at what happened subsequently when people realize, hey, this is for real. I'm actually getting money in my pocket here. And this will be the same thing that will happen in this instance is that, you know, like we said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Well, the facts, Jack, were going to come to you January 1, and more realistically, on February 1, when you get your first paycheck that has the all the accommodations of this tax reform in your paycheck, and you start seeing, well, wait a minute, I'm getting more money here, and it's not April or May. Usually I could look at getting more money in April, latter April, May, because my taxes are all, you know, I paid for the government till then. You know, I've contributed my part, but now all of a sudden, now in February, what do you think that's going to do? And
well, and it really comes down to what you choose to do with that. What happens if somebody decides now that the, you know, tax rates are lower on businesses and things like that? What if somebody decides that, hey, I have this idea, I'm going to take this chance on myself because now I have this extra money to where I can put this aside for a little while, save up some money, and then start my own business?
Exactly. Well, and that's what's happening. I mean, you know, Scott, you've heard the bankers. We've had a half dozen bankers on the show, and they've all talked about the enthusiasm that is going on with aspiring entrepreneurs, that they're looking at small business loans. The confidence level is at an all-time high here, I believe, and we're about 17-18%. Can't remember the last time we had that kind of confidence. So it's all very positive. The stock market, housing, ownership, everything is there. And, of course, it's laughable when some of the Democratic pundits try to refer to this as Obama's economy. Are you kidding me? I mean, Obama did everything he could to put a spoke in the economy of this country just at the mere threat of Donald Trump coming into play and people understanding that we're going to have a businessman in the Oval Office. Look what happened. Look at the trajectory that started to occur.
Well, I want to know how long that lasts for. Is it does for the first 4 years, can you just blame the previous administration to get the next four? Or how does that work?
Well, for Obama, it worked for 8 years, right? Because almost all the way up until the seventh year, he was still blaming George Bush for anything bad. And so, you know, at this point, he'll probably claim that it was all because, you know, he had set this up. Well, the one thing he definitely set up against Donald Trump was all these moles and landmines that we've been talking about, and, of course, that are coming out loud and clear in the form of the deep state, whether it has to do with the FBI and what's going to – I mean, you talk about a crisis there, Scott, and that's a whole other conversation there.
To be fair, Pelosi still blames Bush. Like, she thinks Donald Trump is Bush.
Yeah, well, we know Pelosi is probably about 10 years too long in her position, and this is a whole other argument and why people, you know, are arguing for term limits, but we digress. The situation here, as far as the tax reform, is that it is, and speaking of Nancy Pelosi, it is Nancy Pelosi, like in as much as that you got to pass it to find out what's in it, and this is the reality, unfortunately, of legislation, which our founding fathers said should be very simple and easily understood. But on purpose, you get these ruling elites and attorneys that want to just make things so complicated that you have to count on them. I mean, whether it's Obamacare and all the many pages of regulations and everything that was involved there, you know, gosh, I think I know less than a dozen people that have actually read the entire Obamacare edict that came down. I mean, it is mind-blowing. And I don't even know, even after reading it, of those people that say they've read it, what their comprehension level, if you were to score the comprehension level after reading that morass of wordage and language and confusion, how much is actually retained. I mean, it is ludicrous. But this is what, you know, policy types do. They just feel like they're so significant to the world that they've got to make things complicated because... you know, it's like job security, I guess, you know. So your job, Scott, is to make everything so confusing in running Bill Martinez Live that I can't live without you.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Well, you know, because imagine how much time, extra time you'd have to spend in understanding the complication yourself, right?
I was always told that if you're not willing to train somebody in on your position, you're never going to go anywhere else.
Right, exactly.
And I mean, I like working with you, but eventually, I'd like to be higher. I'd like to move up. You know.
Okay.
So
we're hearing what we're hearing here is an alarm of a coup here. I mean, he's doing a coup on us That's what it is. He's going to take over Bill Martinez. I mean, you know, hey, he's already got the logo. It says Scott Burdick Live. It's I can see it right there in neon and everything.
Not at all. I have my own sports show. But.
Hey, but this is sports in a way. We vibe back and forth. Hey, it's good fun. Lou Euler coming up next. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Yeah, what we could want is, bipartisan tax reform. But, hey, it's only Christmas, and even if we only get it from the Republicans, why not? Lou Euler is with us, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, always good to have you with us every week these days to talk about tax reform. And good news, the House passed it, Senate passed it, now it comes back to the House. They had to make a big kerfuffle over that because of some, minor procedural issues, as if, you know, the good intentions of the Republicans and those that wanted tax reform, you know, like it meant some sort of incompetence because they violated some, you know, some, you know, minor floor rule, right?
Well, the thing that has confused this whole process is the Budget Act of 74 that has imposed limitations on the amount of the tax cut that they can employ here over a 10-year period. And it's just dumb, stupid, and arbitrary, and it empowers the bean counters of the Congressional Budget Office, the Joint Committee on Taxation, and outside groups, for that matter, to mess with all the numbers. Mm-hmm. And it has turned out that, as a result, many of these tax changes extend only to 2025, 2026. But in the interim, I know that the changes will be so dramatic in terms of economic growth and a return of the economic tax dollars because of the corporate tax change, that we can make some further changes over the next several years that will be dramatic.
Well, they ought to get rid of this Budget Act of 74 anyway. It's ridiculous. It hamstrings the process, and the reason they put it in, Lou, you and I know, it's kind of this union mindset. And I know I sound prejudiced towards the union worldview, but they go in to always protect their ground. They don't think about growth. They don't think about any kind of functionality. It's like, okay, we've negotiated the contract, so what we're going to do is, unlike anything else that operates in the free market system, we're going to limit our losses. You know, we're going to let the gains go as high as they can go, but losses, we're going to build in a system, a law in this case, that limits, any outsider. I mean, in a sense, this is no different than when Barack Obama has done to Donald Trump that's coming out. And that is that he's pre-wired the system with some landmines and obstacles that would make it difficult for him to be the chief executive officer of this country.
That's absolutely right. And the what they've overlooked, the Democrat side, as you realize, not a single Democrat in either the House or the Senate voted to support this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're self-identifying, I believe, as people who are against economic growth, that we know our country is in one way or another bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We have to grow our way to balance. We have to grow our way out of this problem, mm-hmm, for our future, for our young people, etc. And the most recent studies that have been done by Kotlikoff, Auerbach, and others, the Goodman Institute out of Dallas, confirm that the kind of changes we're making in the corporate and the pass-through for other businesses will be dramatic in terms of returning capital to America, returning jobs, and the rate of economic growth. It should exceed what we had in 81, 82 area, mm-hmm, with Ronald Reagan.
Exactly.
And the left, the tax center people, and the left view of this is that we cannot grow our way. And they're just ignoring the most modern and recent analysis and studies that have been done.
Yeah, when they make that kind of statement, again, it proves how ignorant they are of business. There's enough empirical evidence, no theory. The Democrats seem to operate. They're very comfortable in staying in the theoretical. But when you bring the facts up against them, past history, they want to negate it and just ignore it, which is unbelievable. But it really declares their position and also their allies, which in this particular case, not only is it their fellow Democrats that have sold their souls to the company store here, but you got the media that's come alongside and for some reason cannot find anything good in giving people back their money and let them be responsible. After all, I think this was the land of the free, home of the brave, but I guess they'd rather not have it be that way.
You know, the and certain of the people, Paul Krugman and others, you know, over the years, whatever he said, you know that the opposite is true.
Mm, yes.
And this is the problem with these, with the left wing. And, you know, Steny Hoyer was on television last evening condemning what is happening here. They cannot bring themselves to accept the fact that growth and positive things come out of the private sector. They believe that the only source of good things and good programs is government. And you and I know government just gets in the way of the productive, creative forces and juices that drive America to greatness.
Well, here it is. You get a president who understands it, and look what's going on. Stock market up 5,000 points since his inauguration. Home ownership skyrocketing. Enthusiasm, confidence, consumer confidence at a near all-time high, record-breaking high. Over 2 million new jobs have been created. I mean, let me tell you, if Barack Obama approached any of these numbers in his deal, we would throw out the Constitution and we'd have made him king.
Yes, that's right. But, you know, the challenge we face and what we've been trying to do the last few days as we approached this passage of the tax reform is to recognize that the left has been winning the war of ideas in terms of polling numbers, et cetera. And our side, and we have to reach out to young people especially and get them very much involved. Mm-hmm. That's why we've done the Tax Reform Truth Squad, and people can come to limittaxes.org, our website, and join up and be part of this. And tell the truth. Learn the facts and the studies and the reality that we can enjoy here.
Mm.
And tell their friends and family and pass along the kind of information that we've been able to bring together from the very best sources throughout America.
Well, Lou, the challenge we have is this. And it's the same thing that Donald Trump was able to accomplish. The way you overpower a prejudiced media is with the right message. What has to be articulated with an economy of words is the right message of what tax reform represents. And this is one thing that the Republicans are not as good as the Democrats. The Democrats got the slogans down. They have a way of framing what just to your point, like Steny Hoyer does, is that what he says out his mouth is just the opposite of what is, right? I mean, whether you're talking about abortion, whatever it is the Democrats have championed, it is they frame it in such a way that the opposite of what they're saying is true. But what people hear is what they want to hear. And of course, the media continues to pummel that. They carry the water for them. So it's really up to the GOP and us conservatives to come up with the language that we can hammer against, because the thing is I've always found in my marketing, extensive marketing experience, Lou, is that the message is more powerful than the money. And this is why Donald Trump was able to become president of the United States, and they said he was going to have to spend $1 billion. He spent far less than that. Hillary's camp spent more than $1 billion, and look what it got him.
You bet. They're right on target.
Well, Lou, I'm excited about tax reform for this country and what it represents and for businesses and for individuals. I mean, anytime you can get people to dream big dreams and be excited about life and being productive, I think that's a good thing for all concerned. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the next year and in the next 5 years here in the United States of America. Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by GSK. Cases and outbreaks of meningococcal disease, or meningitis, continue to be reported on college campuses in the United States. Teens and young adults attending college are at increased risk for meningitis because infectious diseases tend to spread wherever large groups of people gather together. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. para athlete, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. In the United States, 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 survivors will suffer lifelong impact. With many teens and young adults home for the holidays, take 5 minutes to talk to a doctor about the 2 different types of vaccines that help protect against the 5 vaccine preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, and individual productivity as well, because people are dreaming big dreams again. Look what's going on here. 2.2 million new jobs since President Trump came into office. The stock market off the rails with the prospect of tax reform. And here it is. We're so close to realizing tax reform and having what this president said would occur. And that is that the power would be returned to the people as our founding fathers had intended. That this is a government of, for, and by we the people. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, I know you're as excited as I am. It's not that we got 100% of what we'd hoped for, but as Ronald Reagan says, hey, look, if you get 80% of the loaf or a part of it, you come back another day and negotiate for the remainder in part, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And we're about to have the first tax reform bill pass through Congress in 30 years. In 30 years. There are people who voted in the last election who were not even alive the last time that the tax reform passed.
Well, they're going to be blown away because all of a sudden now come February, when all the naysayers' information that's been put out there, the mainstream media, when they're fully exposed, when people get their paychecks come February the 1st and go, wow, I did get money back. Why did they lie to us? What are they going to say?
I think that that's actually what a lot of Democrats are concerned about, and part of the reason why they have opposed this tax reform bill so heartily. But we're going to see people have increases in their paychecks because they get to keep more of their hard-earned money. Businesses are going to have more money to reinvest and to grow the economy. And I think that this time next year, we're going to see even larger growth than what we've seen so far. In the past year, what we've seen under President Trump is growth from rolling back regulations and shrinking the size of government and doing everything that he could through the executive branch. Now, as we start passing things into law, I think that we're going to see much more stability in the market, which will increase it even further.
You know, Jenny Beth, the thing that cracks me up is the comments that some of these people will make, particularly from the mainstream media, about these businesses. If you give them extra money, they're just going to put it in their pockets. They're not going to invest it in infrastructure of their companies and stuff. You know, and when they talk like that, it tells me right away that they have no idea whatsoever. They probably have never been business people of their own, probably very selfishly driven, because that's not the way entrepreneurship works in this country, nor has it ever worked. Occasionally, will you get people greedy? Yes, we're all human, and that can be the case. But by and large, the survival of a business and those dreamers that have started their company with, you know, maybe the last $500 they had in their pocket, or maybe it was a loan from an in-law or a second mortgage, they put it all on the line. And they will do everything they can to keep their business alive. And so when people make such inane statements, it tells me right away they do not know what they're talking about. And I don't care what their degree is from, if it's from Harvard or Yale or whatever. It's like, wait a minute, you need to go back to class, because you are in the back of the class and you miss something that is intrinsically important and vital to every entrepreneur out there.
Yes, I think that you're absolutely right. They just don't understand. They don't understand what it takes to be an entrepreneur, what it takes to risk everything, exactly what you said, put it all on the line, knowing that you may succeed or you may fail. But if people actually want to have even more money in their pocket and they are entrepreneurs, they're going to be willing to risk it and to reinvest it, because they know that the best way to secure their own future is to invest in their own future. And so, sure, there might be a few who hold on to it or decide to retire or shut down their business or sell it, but there are going to be many, many others who reinvest and continue to build, to hire more people, to build more offices and factories. And that's what we're going to see. That's what happens with economic growth.
Well, what got exposed here big time is the Democrats' desire, clearly, and we've said this time and again, and people need to really have their eyes open to the fact that the Democrats represent big government. That's it. They think that we're all the minions here are morons, and if it wasn't for them, we'd all be dying. I mean, they've already made the statement, says, well, people are going to die because of it. Are you kidding? How do you get there? How do you get to that point that people are going to die if a tax reform is passed?
I don't even know how they get there. I can't make sense of those kind of arguments, because they're so removed from reality. But, you know, one thing I've said, the fact is everyone is going to die at some point. So sometimes when I get in these arguments with liberals, I just say we are all going to die. Now, can we remove that from the table and actually focus on what's at hand?
Yeah. Between now and the time you die, how much independence can you handle?
How much freedom do you?
Yes, exactly.
How much freedom? How much do you get to have control over your own life and the decisions that you make and the opportunities and the choices that are before you? Do you want the government and some person in Washington, D.C. making those decisions for you? Or do you want to be able to look at your own life and decide for yourself?
Well, a big positive here is what tax reform is going to mean for homeschoolers here, Jenny Beth. I mean, you know, case in point, what you were just saying is that our federal government has controlled our education system. How's that working for you?
Yeah, exactly. And it, I think that we see that there are many people across this country who don't think it works very well. That's why they're choosing to homeschool.
Right. And so now with some benefits here, and I still didn't quite understand Ted Cruz this morning when he was talking about his proposal to expand the 529 plan, which was targeted for homeschooling, and, of course, put more money into the homeschooling families so that they could manage the education of their homeschoolers. But, of course, the Democrats are going to be against that, because that goes after the teachers union.
Exactly. And they went through and they removed a provision of what Ted Cruz had put in the amendment, but they kept a lot of it, but they did remove part that deals with homeschooling, and then they kept parts that deal with private schools and other investments in education. I'm still not 100% certain of what happened with that. I paid a little bit of attention late last night, and then this morning I've been on calls the whole morning and haven't been able to catch up completely with my news yet.
No, I understand. Well, this was, you know, again, I was listening to Ted Cruz, and in typical form, sometimes what comes out of D.C. can be a little bit confusing, because he said one thing, but then he said another that seemed to contradict it. But obviously there was something within the 529 plan that got adjusted. But all that set aside, without getting too much in the weeds here, is that this is quite the exposure, as I maintain, that the Democrats have really, they have fallen on their sword to be anti-tax reform. Anything that represents putting money in the pockets of voters, Democrats have come out and said, no, we don't believe in that. I think this, I mean, you talk about a clear-cut decision in 2018 for the voting public. If they don't understand this, then we're down the road to socialism more than I really thought.
Well, I think that's correct. What I think that Democrats have decided is they are anti anything that has to do with President Trump, whether it's good for the American people or not. They're just going to be anti anything that President Trump does. And that very well may come back to harm them. You can't just be against. You have to be for something.
Right.
I don't think that the Democrat Party is showing they are for anyone except for the people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, you would think that in that case, they would learn from the Republicans, because the Republicans had a rough 8-year period because they kept talking about more of what they were against than what they were for. And so, so maybe the Democrats are going to have to learn the hard way here and pay major prices. Although, again, just like they did in 2016, they seem to be deluding themselves into thinking that, what the Republicans are doing is going to lead to their demise. But, come February, not 8 years down the road, but come February, I think it's going to be a hard thing to argue against. What do you think?
Oh, I think so, because those tax tables are going to be updated and people's withholdings are going to change.
Jenny Beth Martin, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Better.
Thank you,
Individuals
Jenny Beth.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The basic tenet of Christianity.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
From director Kevin Sorbo.
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Pays the bills.
And executive producer Sean Hannity.
Daddy!
Comes the most anticipated Christian movie of the year.
Clinically dead in the ambulance. 4 minutes. It's a miracle.
I saw David.
All I wanted to do was put my arms around him. I don't know what to do.
You've got the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers. Sometimes we just don't understand the answers.
I don't want to lose you.
For those in darkness.
He is your God, and he's holding out his hand to you. All you got to do now is take it.
Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now play. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. It is time for the one, the only, yes, no baloney, I'm telling you, James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Merry Christmas, James. How are we doing?
Merry Christmas to you, Bill. Doing great.
Hey, wonderful. Hey, I just got back from, the land of horn hawking and, I'll tell you one thing about, New York. It is, there is beautiful noise as Neil Diamond wrote and sang about, as you remember. But, I'll tell you, I don't know what would happen to New York if you took away the F word and horns honking.
Yeah, really. That's it. All you have to do is walk down the street in Manhattan and accidentally bump into someone.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear usually every possible profane word that we can't say right now.
In 170 different languages, at least, I want you to know. And that's in a half a city block.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, no, it was quite the scene, but go ahead.
It's electric, it's high energy, and it's a place to get in and get out of.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of place you want to get in and get out of, what is going on with Hollywood, man? I'm glad I'm on the East Coast here. They're choosing Anita Hill to lead a sexual harassment commission. Are they trying to have a drop the mic moment here?
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is amazing. We've had, and we've talked about it on your program now, mm-hmm. It's been the last 2 months since the Harvey Weinstein story broke, like dominoes. We've had these huge big name people, Kevin Spacey, Dustin Hoffman, mm-hmm. Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose, Garrison Keillor, Tavis Smiley, just on and on. So the executives in Hollywood, number one, they feel threatened mm-hmm. because they're going to go next. There's been a number of executives that's gone. But number two, they're concerned about the Hollywood brand. And there's this sort of dark cloud over Hollywood. And, of course, we're leading right into the big awards season where we have, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, the Critics' Choice Awards, the Grammys, the Golden Globes, and the Oscars. And it is amazing to see how insular and how out of touch the people in Hollywood are.
You know, one of the things that Hollywood's known for is public relations, is brands and images. And so, you know, they have to address the fact that they've been tarnished, and the award shows are going to feature, you know, a lot of the same people. So here's some of the things they're doing. The SAG Awards, to make a comment on sexual harassment, is going to have all female presenters and a female host. And so that's their way of dealing.
Boy, that'll straighten everything out, won't it?
Yeah. The Golden Globe, you know, people will sometimes watch these award shows to see the fashion. Well, so to make a statement, it's a fashion statement, all the nominees and all the female presenters are going to dress in black.
Wow.
I guess like it's a funeral on the red carpet during the ceremony, including big names, you know, nominees, Emma Stone, Jessica Chastain, and Meryl Streep. We can be sure Meryl Streep will not say that Harvey Weinstein is her god.
Yes, exactly.
In the past.
Well, are they all going to wear matching hats in the form of a hashtag or something?
Yeah, we don't. Well, the hashtag, of course, is Me Too.
Yes.
And then, of course, Russell Simmons has come up with a hashtag because he and Tavis Smiley and others are saying, you know, they're fighting this. They deny it. Mm. So they have a hashtag, Not Me.
Not Me.
Not Me.
Exactly.
So then to show, you know, similar to what is done in Washington, D.C., you know, when there's a problem to be solved, and President Obama was really good at this. You know, they'll set up a blue ribbon commission.
Oh, yeah. Got to have a committee.
And then the committee's looking into the problem to come up with recommendations of how it will be solved. And basically, they do nothing. It just gives the perception that they're doing something. So Hollywood needs something like that. So they came up with a new commission, a new sexual harassment commission. Here's what it's called. It's called the Commission on Sexual Harassment and Advancing Equality in the Workplace. It sounds good, but to show how tone deaf they are, they chose Anita Hill to be the head of the committee. And look, even if you're one of the people that actually thinks Anita Hill is a noble human being, which I don't, you have to admit that she's controversial.
Yes.
I mean, when she came out in the early 90s and brought forth these allegations of sexual harassment against U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas when he was being confirmed.
Yeah, nominee.
There were 3 or 4 days of testimony, and everybody tuned in. It was like the O.J. Simpson trial. Everybody, I mean, there were offices that stopped working to watch these hearings. And they watched Hill, and 2-1. Americans thought Hill lied, that she failed to tell the truth. 2-1. They watched her face, her demeanor, but also all they had to do was look at her story fell apart. Her behavior was totally inconsistent with someone who had been harassed. She followed Thomas. When he moved to a different department, she moved with him. She called him up. She gave him rides. It was ridiculous. Even when she didn't work for him, there were phone calls. And then her main witness, the testimony fell apart because the timing was wrong. And it just goes on and on. But what it shows is Hollywood is completely out of touch because she's a controversial figure. They would have been better off choosing Charlie Sheen.
Why not? Yeah, exactly. No, of course you are. Yeah, but who is leading this whole crisis management issue? The NFL on their behalf?
Yeah, might as well be the NFL. The meeting where they announced this had some top female executives, mainly George Lucas's company, Lucasfilm, has a long-time executive. Mm. She's been around the film industry for 2.5 decades.
Right.
Kathleen Kennedy is her name. Not part of the Kennedy family. Then a few others, big entertainment lawyer that I know. Females, all females. But attending this meeting that announced the Commission on Sexual Harassment was an assemblage of power players that rarely get together. It was all the major studios' chairmen, including Bob Iger from Disney, Les Moonves from CBS, people that some names you don't know, but you know the company.
Exactly.
Universal, right. Warner Brothers, Ari Emanuel, the legendary agent that has the biggest agency in the world. And, of course, all the heads of the academies, the Film Academy, the Recording Academy, the TV Academy, and all the unions, the actors, writers, directors, producers. They're taking it real seriously, but they're so utterly out of touch that they choose absolutely the wrong person to head up this committee. And, you know, this is a place Hollywood has fallen for the propaganda. Because if you remember, it was Hollywood that put together, as they do quite often, these films that try to revise history. And they had a film called Confirmation, an HBO film, where they tried desperately to make Anita Hill look like a hero. Mm-hmm. And they tried to make Justice Thomas look bad. And Justice Thomas has been an exemplary justice on the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
And he's conducted it with great dignity, and yet the left won't let go, and they've even recently called for Thomas to resign, just like they called for President Trump to resign, using the sexual harassment weapon that they now the left feels empowered to do because they've sacrificed their pawns, Al Franken and John Conyer, and others.
So, and now with Franken, his fellow Dems are saying, don't go, Al.
Yeah, make yourself into the ultimate liar who promised to leave and then dealt with. But, you know, the original idea was that Franken, if Roy Moore were to win, that Franken would say, well, if he's going to stay, I'm going to stay. Moore lost, he really has nothing to make him stay, except he can say, well, it's what my constituents have asked me to do. He may come up with that, but it'll end his political career regardless.
Well, his governor's already got his replacement, and they're changing the curtains, aren't they?
Yes. They already picked a female replacement, which is the, you know, which makes sense. And I think it's the lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant governor, exactly. Right.
Yeah, who's a real diehard. You know, she's not going to want Al Franken to renege on his promise. She'd like to get into the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, she's already trying to find a place to rent so she can stay there and not stay overnight in her office like most of the senators do, right?
Exactly.
Well, this whole deal, James, with Anita Hill, I mean, they're going to do everything they can, as you say, to rewrite history. And I guess if they keep coming back and keep throwing it on people, eventually they'll probably get to the deal that maybe Anita Hill got a bad shake here it is. Thank goodness for Hollywood, the perfecters of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, straightening out another wrong done by the hands of the evil white men.
No, and it just shows, I think, by the fact, you know, that they're going to wear black, they're going to have all female presenters. They choose Anita Hill.
You don't like my idea of a hashtag hat that matches it? I thought it would be awesome.
No, I think that'd be great. I think that it's all form over substance, and I think there's a lot more dominoes that are going to fall.
Yep, stay tuned for details.
And they're feuding against each other now.
Right. So we got to leave it right there. To be continued, James. We're out of time. Sorry. Appreciate it. James Hurston, I'm Bill Martinez live. Merry Christmas, James.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035. The